This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. The county of Kent has long been known as the Garden of England. Thanks to its gentle hills and fertile farmland, it is now home to more than 50 vineyards, earning the region the added reputation as being the home of English wine. One of the vineyards responsible for transforming the reputation of English wine is Balfour Winery. Richard and Leslie Balfour Lynn purchased the 400-acre farmland attached to their stunning Hush Heath estate, and the first vines were planted in 2002 with a view to making quality pink sparkling wine, but the couple added the caveat, if we can't sell it, we'll drink it. Any doubts were quickly quashed as the winery became a major success story within 2 years, as Balfour sales director Adam Williams explains.
English wine was a very, very different industry back in 2002, planting a vineyard. Back then was a slightly sort of madcap thing to do, particularly with the grape varieties we planted. So we planted Chardonnay and Pinot Noir and Pinot Meunier. It started as a hobby, really. What happened is that wine then entered some competitions and did very well and started really putting Balfour and our wines on the map.
Balfour Brut Rosé was launched in 2004, winning a gold medal and trophy in the International Wine Challenge for its first vintage. It was also the first English sparkling wine served on British Airways First Class worldwide and was chosen as the only English wine to be served at the London 2012 Olympics. But Balfour's meteoric success has not been without its challenges.
There's always challenges with making wine, never more so than in England. We're a very marginal climate for growing grapes. There's always challenges with the weather, whether that's frost, whether that's it being too wet. So there's always challenges, and each year brings a different challenge in terms of the making the wine. It's hugely sort of labour-intensive process. It sounds and looks from the outside potentially like a fairy tale, but there's a huge amount of hard work.
The winery was forced to adapt during the COVID pandemic. With the hospitality industry negatively affected by lockdowns, Balfour Wines saw increased sales through retailers like M&S, Waitrose and Tesco. And there was another unexpected outcome.
Being based here in Kent, a lot of people who were commuting to London before the pandemic started working from home and started actually discovering our beautiful estate here, an amazing winery. They started visiting us when maybe they wouldn't have had the time to do so. And they discover, you know, what a beautiful spot it is and decide to come back.
Kent may be a favourable place for grape growing, but the county is also famed for the abundance of hops and apples, which Balfour also makes use of.
We make some amazing ciders and beers under our Jake's brand. So we make ciders from apples that are grown on the estate here at Hush Heath Estate. So beautiful cider that we have in keg and cans. And we make beers as well using local hops. We may have an IPA and a lager. So that side of the business is growing and something we're really excited about.
Co-founders Leslie and Richard's son Jake heads up that beer and cider part of the business. And the whole operation is a family affair. The viticultural team, who maintain and manage the estate, are Steph and Kathy Turner with their son Billy. Father and son Owen and Fergus Elias manage all aspects of winemaking at Balfour. Six-time UK Winemaker of the Year winner Owen has been making wine on the estate since the very first vintage in 2004. While the winery continues to expand, the Balfour team are passionate about conservation and sustainability on the estate.
We're a 400-acre estate here, and only part of that is the vineyards. We've got ancient oak woodlands here, we've got our apple orchards, we also planted lots of beautiful wildflower meadows. So sustainability is a key part of what we're doing. We're accredited for our sustainability on the estate from WineGB. Sort of looking after the estate as a whole, not just the vineyards, is really important.
With 2022 set to be the best year yet for British wine after a hot, dry summer, Balfour Winery has yet another good reason to celebrate in its 20th anniversary year. I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.